Blog Talk Radio.
I love what Randy did.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another day, another week, another month. Gosh, it's amazing. We've been doing this show now for over five and a half years, almost 6 years. It's hard to believe how time flies. So I am so happy to be here, and today you guys get me for the entire show. So if anybody wants to call in, you can call in at 347-945-5428. And for many of our listeners who we can tell in the back end listen through archive and download, give us your feedback, give us your insights, questions, etc. Just email us at radio@realityuniversal.com. Or go on to realityuniversal.com and let us know what you think. We our agents in the membership, we constantly get great information and questions that we can talk about at other times too, so that's good. But if you're a buyer, seller, or consumer, just stumbled across the show, give us your feedback. And we also bring guests on the show too, so if there's different topics, we're open. As you can see, our show is about real estate, about life, about God, about motivation, about giving back and being the people we want to be. And I was told when I first started it, you can't do that. It has to just be real estate. And I'm like, no, I'm going to do it. And I wanted to do it for a long time because real estate is real life. And that's and we live real life every day. And when we're dealing in real estate, brokers, agents, investors, whomever, especially brokers and agents dealing with the consumers, buyers and sellers, we're dealing with real life and we're dealing with the stresses in life and the ups and downs, and people open up to us, and we get to hear quite a lot, and we end up being in a position where we're able to help people and coach people and lead people through some of these situations, which encompasses buying and selling the house, but not always. And that's what I love about this. I love the fact that real estate's a vehicle for us to come in touch with a lot of people and still sell quite a bit. We need to honor our clients, honor our work, and get the job done. And that comes through doing exactly what we're doing here. So today, I decided to talk about this today because it's right now we're in April of 2017. We just had our election in our election in November for January, for that President Trump came in, and I just want to talk about it a little bit because so much has been going on in the news and around the country that's negative. That's I'm seeing it every day. I'm seeing more anxiety, more fear, and we deal with people in many different areas, so it's easy to have a pulse on it rather than just watching the news. And so I wanted to talk about that a little bit today. And also get into fear, not having fear. And those of you out there, we're also hearing a lot of millennials starting to get back into the market, but a lot of people can't get into the market based on rising prices of houses and people, millennial young ones, having student loans, making it cost prohibitive to get into the market. But you still can, and we're going to get into that a little bit today. You can still get into many markets. It's true that some of the really popular markets that are swamped are harder to buy because prices are much higher because there's more jobs there, incomes are higher, but yet because so many people are flocking to these areas, like I'd say San Francisco, you know, L.A., New York, just any big large cities, it may be tougher to buy a property because the property is much more inflated than it would be in a smaller town. But you can still do a lot, so don't let fear stop you. And all this the fake news, fear, I call it constantly negative news. Stay focused on your dreams. And I'm going to I'm chiming in today on a topic that's dear to me, and anyone that knows me knows I'm here to serve, motivate, and empower. And how many people living their dreams do it and have techniques and philosophies to not let all that other stuff around us every day get us down and bring us down. And I'm sure there's things that happen in our life that are tragic and are harder to get through than some little things. But there's a lot of little things that are happening every day that if we can just stay focused and not buy into all of it, we can stay on our track and live a really, really happy, healthy life. There's so many studies now that everybody's hearing and reading about that the stress, anxiety, constant on you does have major health effects. I personally went through a terrible grieving situation when I lost my brother and grieved for about 4 years, and I'm starting to feel some of the physical effects from it, you know. And I'm, you know, a lot of things I talk about, I can talk about firsthand from being through it. I guess that's one of the things about getting older, huh? We've been through many experiences and in life, and so we're able to talk from words of wisdom as well. For me, I think it makes me, I've just always been very empathetic. I care about people, love people's hearts, and makes me want to serve and do the and help. Everybody's ready whenever they're ready, but it's a fact now. So if you can learn to live your day and not have major stress and anxiety for over every little thing, I hear it constantly. But I wanted to mention this today on the show because it bothers me to see leaders and professionals forget about their role as leaders and professionals and start, you know, bad-mouthing each other, causing problems. I mean, what we're seeing today in social networking, what we're seeing with both sides of the political spectrum, to me, shouldn't be happening. I think it's just a sin. We should learn to disagree and get along. Everybody has a right to their own opinion. But what's happening is, and you see it constantly, and the economy seems to be doing well, and many of us that are involved in, you know, I mean, of course, we're in the real estate world. Many of us involved in the finance world, stocks, bonds, et cetera. The experts are saying, hey, it's good, and then it looks like it may just tumble and crash, and everybody has this their own opinion, and that's why I wanted to go over this today, because it's just, if we can, it starts with each one of us. Each one of us can make a difference, and it takes a lot of work. Because you think about it, you know, you can start your day off for a great day, and before you know it, this thing happens and that thing happens and throw yourself completely off. But if we learn to handle it differently, it's much easier to handle. And so don't listen to the negative news, negative people, and fear. This is how we sell homes, and we continue to do so. Those of you listening that are agents and brokers, I'm sure you could tell me right now many, 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 many stories of situations where it was a stressful situation, and you doing your job was able to keep everybody even keel, professional, not let the things start slinging back and forth in a bad way, and just keep it going and got it to the table and made it happen. And that came from being a professional, handling everything a certain way, which I think we can do with any of it. So if you'd want to call in at all and chime in and give me your story and tell me anything, we'd love to hear. 347-945-5428. I'm going to so say you're a millennial saying, I'm never going to be able to buy a home because I just can't put enough money away. Or some people these days, it seems like a lot of younger ones are getting into these tiny homes where you can actually build a tiny home, like 200 square feet, and just build it on somebody's yard. People are doing that, and they're building it in a way that they can take it apart. Of course, they're built in a way that they can take them apart and then put them somewhere else. There's something I've heard of also, hostel homes, same type of thing where they'll ship the home into you, already made. I think it's H-O-S-T-E-L-S. There are so many different avenues and ways out there, which we're going to get into a few of them before we go through the show today, before we finish. And it starts truly with you and creating a vision. And I don't care what you're doing in life, where you're going, what you're doing, and some people know what they want to do when they're younger and they go to college and they, you know from starting college all the way through what they want to do, where they want to be. Many people think they want to do something and they're in the middle of doing it later and they say, no, this isn't what I want to do at all. I want to switch to something else. And they do it. And then there's people that live quiet lives of desperation that never do it. They just say, well, I'm stuck with this. This is what I have to do forever. And they don't do it. And they just live their life always wondering if they should have, wish they could have, whatever. And I'm here to tell you from experience, you don't have to do that. You definitely don't have to do that. I did a lot of real estate in one state in Maryland for years and then always wanted to go back to Hawaii because of living on the islands when I was a child from 8 to 11. And I downsized, gave up a lot of money, a lot of business. I think I was 38 when I made the move. I think I have to say when we get older, we probably do have a little bit more fear in making moves like that. And I took my son, my two dogs. My son was 21 then. I took my son, my two dogs, my books, things that were really important to me, and not furniture, not material, not a lot of material things, and didn't know anybody and started over. I did not close the Maryland business for legally I could still do referrals, but you might as well have said I closed it for the amount of business that I let go at that time. And in Hawaii, I did fly over 6 months before to take my licensing test so that I knew I could get started in real estate. But I didn't know anybody. I didn't have any business at all. And within 7-8 years, I came out number one in the state of Hawaii for transactions. And and when I had started in Maryland, I started from scratch. I didn't have any family help. I didn't have any help. So I'm the wrong person when people say, I can't do it. I wish you just don't know. You don't know my story. This is impossible. And I have empathy and I understand that because we all have our stories and we get so stuck in our stories. And I got stuck for a long time after my brother died. So I know what you're talking about. But I'm mentioning this because lots of times fear is false evidence appearing real. Now, of course, there's times when fear is smart, and you know, when to walk out at 11 o'clock at night on the street by yourself. There's things that we have to be careful about, but the fear that is continuous, we don't have to do. And so, I've lived it. I've done these things, and that's why I want to share it with you today. When you want to go and say you want to buy your house, sometimes renting does make sense. There's times where rent is so much cheaper than buying even after your write-off, but that's usually rare. Usually by the time you get your income tax write-off, it's going to be cheaper to buy. When I say rare, you could be in an area where it would cost you $5,000 a month to rent and to buy something, and renting is $2,500 just because of the area you're in. But typically, by the time you go and you can rent, you could buy. Because there's even situations, say you buy a house and you're going to rent out the basement to somebody or you're going to take a roommate in. That money goes, towards your mortgage and you're still getting a better write-off. Now, you have to talk to your accountant about how you depreciate and what you do if you're renting versus principal residence and all that. But there's just so many ways. I could go on and on. It would take hours and days to go over all the different ways and different reasons why when you say to me, I can't do it, that you can. Bad credit can do it. Good, want to keep your credit good because the loans now, the interest rates are still low, and you're going to get a better rate, better loan. But people with bad credit can. There's different rent with sale options. Rent with option. I prefer a rent with sale. Many sellers are flexible in different markets, so there's just so many things you can do, and it's a numbers game. You don't know until you ask. You have to make many phone calls, and go through it. and figure it out. And things happen. Some, if you ask enough people, somebody might say, hey, you know what, my grandfather has this place over here, and it's sitting, and they really don't want it sitting, but they, you know, they're willing to do some owner finance or somebody. You just never know, because what happens, and I'm here to attest to it, when you create your vision of what you would love, and that goes for anything in your life, because first, as Mary Morrissey always says, and it's a fact, everything started with a thought before it is put into, before it was created, before it's made. So if you put your vision of what you would love first, and so if you're going to buy a house or you want to move to a certain area or do whatever, create that vision first. Don't figure out how am I going to do this first. Create the vision and start thinking about it. And then it is good to go ahead and focus on that intention. You don't have to have a step-by-step plan. Now, people will say, well, if you're doing your business, have a business plan, have this plan, have this plan. So many people have been able to make things happen, and there wasn't a definite concrete plan. You know, when I went to Hawaii, I knew I was going to bring the menu programs, but I didn't bring a ton of money. I didn't, like I said, I didn't know anybody. And I made it, and then I started doing what I knew to do, because we do tend to do what we know to do. But create your plan. You can make a plan, but it doesn't have to be step by step. You know, when I'm saying this, it doesn't mean to visualize and then just put that, you know, write it on a piece of paper and put it away and then forget about it. You still have to make it happen. You do have to be intentional about it. You do need to start taking actions towards your vision. But it works. I can tell you, it works. It's amazing. I get how many stories where people said, you know, I visualized this house and I wrote it out and I planned it, and you know, and then I didn't make steps to try to buy it. 5 years later, here I was in that house, and it happens. It really does, constantly. You, as Mary Morrissey says, I'm going to bring it up again. You need to come from your dream, not to it, and you start with where you are now, with what you have, with what you can do. So for people saying, I can't buy, I lost my house, my credit's are, so you can do it. You can do it. There's definitely different ways to do it. Now, when it comes to millennial, I wanted to mention some things. There's some lenders that actually, some loans where you can roll your student loan into your mortgage. Now, the rates right now are running around 4%, and that's a really good rate. I don't suggest that you're going to want to pay that for 30 years. So after, you know, a couple years when you could refinance or however you can do it, you can pay down on the principal. So pay down on the principal within 15. Set up a plan so that you're paying this off or you're refinancing, but you're getting into a house and it's still a low interest rate of 4%. You can take your student loan and switch it to a graduated repayment loan, which is going to give you a lower payment now that typically goes up every 2 years. So what that's going to do now, if you're buying now, is going to give you a lower income ratio. You want to talk to different loan officers. Google's great now because we can have so much information at our fingertips. Just take, you know, half the day and write down your questions and talk to many. Don't just talk to one. Find out, do you have loans where I can roll my student loan into it? What other options do you have for people with student loans with high debt ratios? You know, there are some, I think it's Fannie Mae, there's different type of loans, guidelines that are set up for doctors and dentists and people in professions that are going to have really large student loans where they calculate it differently. So find out all of this. Don't just wait and say, I can't do it, because you can. And it goes for people, too, that went through bankruptcies, short sales. You can still buy homes. It's amazing. It depends on where you are, what location you are. And feel free to go to Realty Universal or our site and fill out a contact us form and give us your information, and we'll be happy to point you in the right direction as well. So also with depending on where you live, whether you're in a city or a county, many, many cities around the country have different programs where you can get down payment if you're a nurse, a doctor, a firefighter, a teacher. So there's all kinds of homeowners assistance money for you. and there's USDA loans or 100% loans. FHA is typically about 3.5%. If you're a veteran, you can buy homes with 100% without any cash out of your pocket, literally. But there's a lot of do's and don'ts of to do and not to do. You still want to keep your credit as good as you can now, even if the credit had been bad or went through times. One thing I want to mention not to do is do not close your old credit card accounts. That's a no-no before talking to a loan officer. You can pay them down and get them down below 40% of what you owe. So if you owe $5,000, try to get it down to, you know, $2,000 or less on what you owe. And that's the way to attack your credit cards if you're saying, okay, where do I start from here? Because I've got to make a plan. But don't close the cards. You want to definitely talk to the loan officers first about what to do when. There's other programs. There's, for the islands and on Hawaii here, we've got, there's Hawaii home loans. And if you're 50% Hawaiian, and then in certain situations it's 25%, you have to, of course, ask the questions. You can get Hawaii homestead properties. Different areas have different types of programs. So it's always good not to assume and not to think that you can't do this. But the biggest step, it starts with us. You know, all of this starts with us and how we handle our day-to-day and what we're doing and how we look at what we're doing with our life, because you can create. This really is your life, and you can change it. You can move it around. You can create it. People might say, oh, I have too much debt and too many responsibilities and too whatever. You can still create it. I'm here to tell you, you can change things. You know, you don't have to stay in one. It's just not true. You don't have to stay in one thing that you don't want to do. Absolutely. And I'm looking at here, doing a quick commercial break, and I'm not getting to the commercials. There we go. So we will be right back. I'm going to take a quick break. And come right back. You're listening to Natalie Molnix with Real Universal Radio.
Dr. Glenn Villanueva, or as we like to call him, Dr. V, is in the house. What's up, buddy?
Not too much. Just the usual, you know, healing the sick and all of that kind of stuff. Okay, maybe not. I am a doctor, but
you are.
I really don't heal people. I just kind of help out the process, I guess.
Wow. Messiah complex much?
Yeah, okay. Well, side note.
Speaking of me addiction. No, hey,
yes,
and the beautiful thing, folks, we didn't even practice that, but that is an example of how Dr. V and I, over the past few years, really have interacted with this thing. And the whole point of this deal is we're in this together. We human beings are all given to this. And I love what I love about you, Doctor. I'll just call you Glenn. Is that okay? May I call you Glenn?
You may today.
Okay. What I love about you, Glenn, is that you're so honest about, you know, the fact that you suffer from the me addiction, as well as all of us. So that was an example of, you know, just joking around about it. But it's true, isn't it? It's something we all struggle with.
We absolutely struggle with it. Everywhere you turn, people have in front of them me, 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 me. And, you know, the folks that don't, or the ones who have argued with me that they don't, are the ones that have it the biggest and the worst.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And I see that, you know, they just don't understand it. It's like you're speaking Greek to them. And
right.
Anyway, can't see the forest for the trees. So today we're talking technology, and this may go a couple of shows because technology, goodness, is definitely facilitating the me addiction, is it not?
It absolutely is. You know, every time you turn around, technology is supposed to make our lives better and easier and just, wow, technology helps us so much. But, you know, technology can really separate us from other people, you know. And as we kind of think through this idea of me addiction and technology has really super fueled this me addiction kind of mentality. You know, one of the things, probably, 5-10 years ago, everyone was completely into email, and email everybody, and you responded to email fairly quickly, in a day or two.
Yeah.
You know, and now, Randy, as you know and listeners know, email is considered too slow. It's too slow. So many people don't even use it. You know, they instant message and they text message and they Twitter. You know, and as you and I kind of think through all of these kinds of issues, you look at it and you boil it all down, and there's a lot of superficial talk, but not much depth, Randy. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just ironic that, you know, we're supposedly more and more connected, you know, online, but really, you know, and I knew it was getting out of hand when, you know, I've been in here working for.
We are back, and it's Realty Universal Radio. This is Natalie Mullinex, and you just heard a little bit about the me addiction. I don't know what you thought about that, but I agree. We've gotten so away from personal connection, but on the flip side, we do have to think about ourselves and focus on what we're doing and not get sidetracked. So I agree that what they're talking about on the me addiction is happening, but we do need to think about me in where we're headed when we're creating our vision and working with our dreams and not getting sidetracked with all that social networking and all that other stuff going on. It's just, wow, and they said answer an email in a day or two. Whew. It's mind-boggling how much stuff comes thrown at us. So we are getting back into what we were discussing, not having fear, how to still buy a home. There's so many different ways to buy. And don't just give up on your dreams just because you think, oh, I can't afford this or I can't do this, and because you can. And it's funny about the universe. I say God, but the universe is, it's funny how when we get really visualize on what we want to do and what we want to create, we make it happen. And it's just like when we're selling properties, we start to market the property and put it out there. And one thing we do, we try to, you actually bring the, get it out there to where you're bringing people to the property, not just waiting for somebody to come to the property. And, of course, the properties get staged. There's marketing. There's photos. You're getting it out so people can see what's happening and create a vision, create marketing, just like when you see ads all the time. And they're getting people into it. They're bringing people to it. And then you find the right person, and it happens. So just like when you buy a car, and you start seeing your car everywhere, that's what happens when we focus on our vision and we bring the intention to it. It really does work. It's not made up. It's I wouldn't, you know, for those of you who may have seen the movie The Secret, there's more to it than just saying this is what I want to do. You have to put the intention in. You have to create it. But it's believing in it. Believing in it and having faith is huge. Now, there's times when, you know, we may want something that's not good for us, and then the universe isn't going to give it to us, and just this doesn't work and that doesn't work, and you say, okay, it's time for me to move on. But overall, it works. And something as simple as, you know, you definitely want to stay away from that negative news. And it's so easy when people start pounding on you with the negative stuff, and it's so easy to say, okay, I understand and get into it, but it's much better if you just stay, kind of step away from it. Well, I have to go. I'll talk to you later, and make it happen. So don't settle for just, no, I don't have enough money, no, I can't buy the house, I don't have the down payment. See what your dreams are first. Now, you may have a vision and a dream where you truly don't want to own, and you just want to travel and go to different places, and then that's not your vision and dream. But if it is, I just don't want to see you say, no, I can't, because you can. There's many, many options. There's never just one option. And so I was going through being able to focus and do it. A lot of that stems also from being able to relax and be calm and get done what we need to get done without being thrown, interrupted constantly and thrown off course. And what I found, I was doing a little bit of research, and I thought, wow, that's really cool. I've done this for years, is that a lot of people who have become very successful, have done a lot in their, you know, are living lives that they say are their dreams, they meditate in the morning, they pray, they do something special in the morning before their day gets started off to get themselves really motivated and happy and looking forward to that day. I've always, I pray and I meditate, I get into the Word, I like to go exercise and take that quiet time. And, you know, there's days it's so hectic, how are you going to have the quiet time? You can always take 10 minutes. You can always take 15 minutes. I don't care how busy your day is. If you take that time and you focus and you really think about peace and focus on what your plans were, what your plans are, instead of thinking of all the to-do lists and all that I've got to do and this isn't done and that's not done and how am I going to get this done and all that stress, it just weighs on you. But if you can actually set your day with that intention, it helps tremendously. So we all have our different ways we do it. I do it through my prayer and meditating and focusing. In real estate, those of you who are listening to this that are agents and brokers and doing quite a lot of volume, you know what I'm talking about. Like, it can get so crazy and so hectic with the calls and the pull to this way and this direction and that direction. And we more than ever have to be leaders and pull back and say, no, there's nothing here. No, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pilot. No one's dying. This is going to be handled. Of course, this should be handled professionally, and you have to hire different people that you can depend on. But it's really important for you to be coming from that position of strength and comfort and peace. And it's amazing if you can start doing this, how much your life changes. And take the fear away. When I downsized the Maryland business in the late 90s, I ended up going through a terrible situation that I didn't plan on that happened from somebody who was taking a lot that they shouldn't have took and ended up in a horrible situation. And I could have easily said, okay, I'm not going to go to Hawaii now. I'm just going to put everything off. I'm just going to stay in Maryland a lot longer. And I didn't. I dealt with the situation. It took a cold while to do it. But I kept my focus. I kept my focus. I'm going. And then I had kept a property that I didn't sell and take the equity out, so I didn't have the monies to go with me. I kept a property that I thought I would want to keep forever, and 3 years later I sold it because it was getting destroyed. It was in the woods, and people were paying rent, but no one was checking on it as far as making sure they were taking care of it. But anyhow, I went to rent the property out about 4 months before I was going to Hawaii, and the people that wanted to rent it out were working with another agent. They said that we have our house on the market. We want to rent it out because we need somewhere to move. And I said, you know, if your house doesn't sell, you're not going to do this. You're going to cancel, and then I'm in a position because I'm moving. My son and my dogs and I are moving, and I can't do this. And so they agreed to put up a pretty decent non-refundable deposit because they said, no, it's not going to happen. We're going to sell. We're going to do this. We're going to do it. And I said, okay, the only way I'm going to do this because I can't. I have my plans, and I have to be able to stick to what I'm doing. And lo and behold, literally a month before I was moving to Hawaii in November of 1999. I was moving December 17th, 1999. The people... And their agent contacted me and said they're not going through with it. They're not going to. They didn't sell their house. They're taking their house off the market. I said, whoa, because I could. You know, I thought that would happen. Okay, so I had their non-refundable deposits, but I had to re-rent the house, and it was, oh my gosh, everything had to be, you know, when at that point I was going through throwing out things we didn't want. Certain things were getting, you know, so everything was kind of in disarray, not staged or set up the way it was when we were shown it before. And people said, maybe it's, no, maybe you're not supposed to go. Maybe you're not supposed to go. Just put it off. No, I'm going. But it, because I had the focus and the intention, no matter what I was going through on my dream of going. Now, I'm not saying, I mean, there's different things that can happen in your life, but it's just the point that when we stay focused and we go with it and go with our heart, and know that that's the right thing to do, it works out. It really does. I mean, there's so many things happen that I could have just said, forget it, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it now. And so I just mentioned that because you're talking to somebody who really has done many, many things in my life that, you know, and taken the fear out of it because it's, life's going to go on. Today is literally the present because it's called the present because it's a present. We don't have tomorrow. We don't have, you know, the past is the past. But it's easier said than done. We all get stuck in our stories, like I said. But if we go around and we figure out what the story is and what we really want to create and what we want to do, we can do it. And so I really wanted to have this heart-to-heart show today just because I'm getting sick and tired of what I'm hearing you know, in the news and the public and how people are reacting to each other. I mean, I voted for President Trump, Donald Trump, and I know a lot of people that didn't vote for him, and I can't tell you how many times I've heard people yell and scream and be upset because this one didn't vote for this one, the other one voted for their. Why can't we just agree to disagree? Why can't we still love each other and be good and take that out of it, because it's not helping anybody, and certainly not helping the younger generation, because they're getting to see this, and it's just frustrating to me. Then when I see the fake news, it's like, oh my gosh, people are going to really believe this. This is like ridiculous, and people are going to believe it, because how are we going to know if you know, we're listening to it, we're thinking this is an honest news station, but it's not. So I wanted to have this today because I'm seeing so many people just have more fear than I ever used to see. But maybe my eyes are just opening up to it. I mean, I've always seen it. I've had it. I mean, I've been through my trials and tribulations. So I'm not immune to any of it at all. But I wanted to have this because this is definitely still a good time to buy a house. And even if, say you're in a city where you're not going to buy the house for you because its prices are too high, maybe there's another area you can buy an investment property that's still going to be for you that you can rent out and then reap the income later, so that you're setting up your plans for the future. Compound interest is really good to learn about if you're not familiar with it. I think they should teach it in every elementary school. I wish I had been taught that, but I wasn't, when I was young. And so when the younger you are too, even if you're older, is no time like any time to start planning your investments, but without fear. Just start doing it, and, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then move forward. So we are just about over today's show. I want to go through and mention a few things here. When it comes to making your decisions and seeing, you know, are you in a situation that has to change before you can go make those decisions? Well, what's stopping you, you know? And I'm going to take, there's a book written by John Maxwell called The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. He's got, he talks about assessing your current environment and see if that's what's stopping you. Is it your environment stopping you, or is it you that's stopping you? And then see. And it said there may be, you may sense intuitively if you're not in the kind of environment that's going to promote your growth. However, if you find it difficult to make that judgment about your situation, then you can approach it from another direction. You can ask yourself questions to help you understand who and what nurtures you personally, and then figure out whether or not you're getting those things. Here's a list of questions to help you get started, and this is from John Maxwell's book called The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. Music. What songs lift me? Thoughts. What ideas speak to me? Experiences. What experiences rejuvenate me? Friends. What people encourage me? Recreation. What activities revive me? Soul. What spiritual exercises strengthen me? Boy, I'm really big there, but I have a lot of faith in God, and I do believe in Jesus. Hopes. What dreams inspire me? Home. What family members care for me? Giftedness. What blessings activate me? Memories. What recollections make me smile? Books. What have I read that changed me? So it's change yourself and change your environment. Now, one thing I want to mention, John Maxwell mentioned on one of his conventions, which I love. He says, there's things in life that are facts, and there's things in life that we can change. You can change yourself. You can change circumstances. Now, he mentioned, he goes, family. We all have family, and that's a fact. We can't always change that. We can have other family outside of our family and make other friends outside of our friends if they support us more than family does. So it's kind of humorous when you hear him say, family's a fact. That's just the way it is. It's funny because it is. So we can't change them. We're not going to change them, so forget about that. We can change ourselves, and we can get other people who are more supportive of us that agree with us or that love us and, you know, nurture us. So So change your environment. If you know you need to make a major change to your environment and there's something you must keep in mind, you must also determine to change yourself at the same time. And here's why. If you try to change your environment, if you try to change yourself but not your environment, growth will be slow and difficult. If you try to change your environment but not yourself, growth will be slow and less difficult. But if you change your environment and yourself, growth will be faster and more successful. By putting both together at the same time, you increase and accelerate your chances for success. So we as humans are here to grow and change. Nothing really always stays the same. Now I take it, you know, if somebody's married and you're committed for life and you made a commitment and your husband's good to you, your wife's good to you, and you just decide, I'm done, I want to change, I would talk to a counselor, a minister, or a priest, or whomever you're comfortable talking to about that, because that's a commitment. I'm not saying here today to say throw away all your commitments, none of that, because there's things that can be worked on and people can grow and change. But I'm just saying, if you know that you're stagnant, or you know that there's a dream you have inside of you that you really want to do, don't let fear get in your way at all. And work on that. And the naysayers, just still love them. But hey, guys, I don't want to talk about this gossip. You know, I'm not going to talk about this negative stuff. This person had a right to vote for who they want to vote for. We need to lead and serve. We need to stop complaining and get there and get something done about it. That's what I'm seeing out there in these days right now. And I had to put it out there because that's what I get to do. I get to run my show any way I want to. And that's another thing that's fun, isn't it? So. We are coming to the conclusion of our Realty Universal radio show today. So I hope everybody out there is loving life, taking control of your destiny, having peace. Because when we're worried and we're fearful, all we're doing is hurting ourselves. And our body, I grieved so many years about my brother for 4 years, and I made myself sick. And I'm here to tell you, don't do that. I mean, I don't mean you're not going to grieve. People grieve, and we have our own way. But our body doesn't know the difference from when it's fight or flight. And, you know, we're major anxiety in our body. It doesn't know the difference whether it's major or minor. It's all major to our body because we're hurting our makeup and hurting our actual immune system. And it's just, that's not worth it. It's much better to try to learn to handle it so that, you know, we're going to get older either way, hopefully, right? It's a gift to get older. But it's much better to get older, wiser and peaceful. And I wish you all the best, and take the fear out of it. So I love doing these because it's so much fun. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.